Hi guys, welcome back to our podcast, Alphabet Soup for the Soul. I'm Samantha.
And I'm Kat.
And I'm glad you guys are back listening after our little break from Thanksgiving, and hopefully you have lost the weight from then. I sure haven't.
How was your Thanksgiving, Samantha?
It was pretty good. Had a lot of food, lots of pie. That was probably the highlight of my
break. Yeah, you went to a buffet, right?
Yeah, it was a bad idea.
Oh, why? Why?
Because I see food and I eat it. Sad.
That's a good kind of diet. A seafood diet.
It's a lifestyle.
Yeah, I didn't really do much during Thanksgiving. Like, I spent it with Patrick and his family. And then we
saw... You guys had duck?
Yes, we did have duck. It was delicious. I love duck. And then we saw... Why are you laughing? We saw Green Book. Have you heard of the movie? Have you guys heard of the movie?
I have not. I'm sorry.
It's about Don Shirley and I guess his bodyguard, and they go through a tour in Southern America during like probably the 1980s or so. I really don't know the history of it, but it's a really good movie. I recommend it.
I'll look into it.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for sticking around if you're listening. We know we did take a little hiatus because of Thanksgiving break and final projects coming up.
Yes, we're in the middle of finals right now, and it's woohoo! One hell of a ride.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get this over with.
Yeah, 1 week left of school. Oh, God. Oh, we're so close to being seniors. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. From the last episode... a lot of people gave us really good advice on how we can do better. I don't know if you guys could tell, but we were nervous. It was our first episode.
I would try to stop saying like and whatever else I say.
It was quite the experience, actually, because getting to edit the recording was really interesting.
What? That was edited?
If it seemed flawless, then I did my job.
You can give yourself a pound of that.
So, yeah, we just want to say thank you to everyone who listened, gave us advice. I think, or I hope this episode will be better. What's our topic for today, Samantha?
So, since today is B, and B is for beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y.
I thought you didn't want to spell it.
I'm practicing for spelling bees. And do we want to start with our definitions?
Yeah, I think that would actually be really good, yeah.
Okay, well, when I think of beauty, I think about something that, it could be anything, because it's not just humans, buildings, and art. And I guess when I look at it, I either get like a feeling of like joy or satisfaction or pleasure.
Yeah, I really agree with that. When I think of beauty, I typically think of things that please my sight. Sort of what you said with art, architecture, people, nature.
The definition from the internet says it is a combination of qualities such as shape, color, or form that pleases the aesthetic senses, especially the sight.
So basically what we said.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So the main question that we had for beauty was, is beauty in the eyes of the beholder? That's always a phrase that we hear today, especially with these evolving beauty standards and the societal pressures to be beautiful and aesthetically pleasing to the eye. So what do you think, Samantha? Do you think beauty is in the eyes of the beholder?
I feel like beauty is very subjective. It's based or influenced by like our personal feelings. And of course, other people have different opinions. But I guess as time goes on, more people feel like their opinions are being influenced by others.
You think societal standards have a way to influence our perception of beauty in other people?
Yeah, I guess a good way maybe to explain that is repetition. As we see more things, we think about that as being normal. And then maybe our thoughts from what we had before is changing because we're developing doubts about our own beliefs. I guess we're kind of going away from or straying from beauty in the eye of the beholder to actual other people's thoughts and not actually yours.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. I think that also comes to the conclusion of universal standards of beauty. When we talk about societal standards, I feel it's very different from the universal standards. Do you think these universal standards of beauty have an impact on societal standards? Like, do you think it's a hierarchy that narrows down to an individual?
When you say that, do you mean like universal? We have one like set of like standards, and then when we have societal standards, you're talking about different societies.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I guess we were talking about this before.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how youthfulness is a universal standard. And I guess an example of that would be South Korea.
Right.
How people are forced to use all these beauty products and how that came to like the West. Now everyone here does like the 10-step beauty regimen and we're all kind of forced to look beautiful, but that also comes at a price.
Yeah, I think K-beauty is really something that's popping in the West.
It's popping.
I really like doing the, not the 10-step beauty regimen, but I personally like having good skin or trying to achieve good skin.
But I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. I think youthfulness, though, I think that ties in with a lot of philosophy. The biblical Greek definition or interpretation of the word beauty basically translates to ripeness or youthfulness. I think that's really interesting to talk about because women are really subjected to that lens of looking youthful and beautiful in that sense.
Right.
I think there's also this idea of symmetry that comes to play when you're talking about beauty.
Yeah.
It's basically from philosophy as well, because philosophers during ancient Greece would also tie in mathematics as well. So there's the idea of like the golden ratio and how impacts the way that we address women today, especially with magazines and how women are photoshopped to be youthful, to appear youthful, to appear even and I guess symmetrical.
Right. I guess when what you're talking about, it's very true. I have like 2 points from what you said.
Yeah.
So the first one would be, do you think we've kind of strayed away from thinking about beauty more as other things except for human? Because before like ancient times, I feel like everything was more about art. And now it's just, I feel like we don't really talk about aesthetics of like buildings and artwork, museums and stuff we have. Do people like appreciate the beauty of that now?
I think that's a really good question, actually. I think there are two different types of beauty, or not two different types. I think, so I was reading up on philosophy, right?
Mm-hmm.
On some philosophical viewpoints about beauty, and Plato's theory of forms really stuck out to me because it's the idea that beauty in itself is this abstract form that has the like highest and most fundamental kind of reality. It's basically idealized in a sense. There's this idea of a general perception of beauty, and that we know things to be beautiful because they participate in that form of beauty.
Yeah.
That really resonated with me because the way that we handle beauty and consider things to be beautiful is because we already have this preconceived notion of what it takes to be beautiful. I think with art, you know, for example, the Mona Lisa is so renowned for being beautiful.
I think in another way, it's also easier to compare people to being beautiful. And it's harder to analyze art as beautiful because a lot of people don't really understand art.
Mm-hmm.
They look at it, they think of, like, the artist's purpose, but the true thing meaning is, like, what you obtain from it. And people, I guess like what you said before, we have the thoughts that have been created by other
people. Distinguishing between beauty and art is an interesting topic because art in itself is supposed to have, it's supposed to have meaning based on what the artist intended,
yeah,
I believe. Whereas beauty is just some abstract form that we just simply can only understand from our mind.
Right. I guess my second thought mm-hmm. was how you were talking about symmetry.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're still on like philosophy
yeah.
and like beauty, I thought it was really cool as I was reading up the difference between like classical conception and idealist conception.
Mm-hmm.
How we look from a classical conception, how it consists of like an arrangement of integral parts into one whole. So we have like our finger to our like metacarpus to like wrist to our mm-hmm. whatever part, you know. Wow, this is coming from the
whatever
major.
Part.
But, and then we have like the idealist conception where everything just works as a whole or unity and we don't really think about the parts within it.
I think there is this idea that unity equals beauty. So that's why a lot of people think like things that are incomplete are not beautiful
yeah.
in a sense.
There's another thing that I was kind of shocked about, also going off of symmetry. I think you even brought it up, like, if someone's face is kind of, like, deformed in a way.
Deformed.
I don't know if it was deformed or you said, like, I don't remember what you said.
I don't think I said lopsided.
I know you didn't say that, but that's what I was just thinking in my mm-hmm. head. I'm sorry, guys. But I was reading an article that said people, of course, prefer people with more symmetrical faces.
Right.
But there really is no difference between them. They also did, like, research on these people to see if, like, health-wise, whatever, like, strength, intellectuality, like, if it was any difference. And those people were the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the way we were born. We can't change it.
I think there's a lot of history behind the idea of symmetry and the golden ratio.
Yeah.
Like, in Leonardo da Vinci's Vitruvian Man, he basically creates the ideal body proportions and how they're perfect and symmetrical. I'm not sure if that would have watered down to our standards today.
Yeah.
But I don't think symmetry really has that big of an impact on beauty standards today, but
yeah.
it definitely is something that
it's
has
one
been,
aspect. Yeah.
Yeah, it has been talked about, it's been joked about.
Right.
You know.
I mean, now it's more focused on body types and
oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, even the way you dress
mm-hmm.
all plays on how people find you attractive.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
In terms of that, another question that I had was, is beauty associated with morality? You know, when people see these beautiful things, someone that's beautiful, are they going to associate that person with good qualities? I think it's kind of like the halo effect as well. I could be wrong. It's been a while since I read up on that.
Like, you see someone who's beautiful and you automatically think, like,
if a woman is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Then people are more likely to characterize that person, that woman as
good.
Kind, selfless. Yeah.
So I think from a morality standpoint and talking about beauty, sometimes I believe that people who are beautiful are kind of scary in a way.
Intimidating?
Yeah, intimidating.
Yeah.
That's the word. And that just, like, makes me not want to talk to them.
Oh, really?
In a way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think usually for me, if someone's beautiful, I want to be around them more.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
I feel like I find people who I actually can't compare myself to other people.
I don't think that's a good idea, too, in the first place.
But you know what I mean? I mm-hmm. kind of put myself with other people that I think have the same characteristics, or our group of people are very beautiful. Just compared to other people, they scare me.
I don't know. Yeah, guys, because I'm ugly, I like to hang around ugly people as well.
No, I'm not saying that. Kat is a very beautiful woman. And
thank you. You're a very beautiful woman too, Samantha. You got a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
But I think there is just something about, for example, if you want to compare it to the Bible, for example, Mother Mary, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
She, I guess, represents this very raw form of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's open to discussion, but I think it's just something that is universally known.
Yeah.
You know, and because I don't know if it's because that she's associated with good or this high sense of morality or higher being that she is beautiful or considered to be beautiful, or if it's that because she is beautiful, she is considered good.
Yeah.
I like to think the first, though.
I think when it comes down to a more religious standpoint, of course, she's very, like, natural.
Mm-hmm.
She has been taught as being beautiful.
Yeah.
So when it comes down to it, of course, people who might see someone on the street be like, man, like, that person is unattractive. But they see someone with, like, makeup and whatever, like, wow, that person is beautiful. But, like, deep down inside, like, that those people, like, have the same characteristics. Like, they're both natural, like, without makeup, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, natural is beauty. Beauty is natural. Yes.
I think, but that's not to shame people that, yeah, like, that do whatever they want to do to
No, because
look
makeup
the way they want.
And other things make you more comfortable about yourself. When I wear makeup, I feel more beautiful, but
yeah,
when I don't wear it, I still feel beautiful.
Yeah, I'm too poor for makeup, so I just don't wear makeup. But I spend so much on skin products. I care about how my face looks.
Her skin is popping.
Thank God.
She got that highlight. The natural highlight.
The grease. The grease is illuminating from my face. When you bring up the discussion of makeup, I think that easily can tie in with our idea of societal standards of beauty. You know what we were saying earlier about the universal, societal,
yeah,
individual?
Of course.
Yeah, I think... Let's talk about Western standards of beauty.
Ooh.
Because I think there are
a lot.
Yeah, I think there are also these figureheads that really represent Western side of, or the Western standard of beauty.
Yeah.
To name one, Kim Kardashian. I really like Keeping Up with the Kardashian, guys. I think it's so funny.
Ugh. Oh my God, when you like talk about her though.
I think it's so funny.
So like, what about her?
Well, I'm not sure if it's, I really don't know where to pinpoint it, but I don't know if it was because that she set the tone for these beauty standards, or
yeah,
these beauty standards set the tone for her to become this huge figure,
yeah,
in beauty.
So, I don't know if this is, like, where you're trying to get with this. You haven't really, like, talked about everything yet.
Yeah.
Within it, but there's a difference between Kim Kardashian and, like, I guess we talk about Instagram. So we have Kim Kardashian, which is all plastic.
But she's still funny.
Work, 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 out. And then we have the Instagram fitness models who are natural and they just work for their own bodies. None of them have plastic surgery. But when it comes together, there are two different meanings of beauty. Some people like the Kim Kardashian version, and then some people like the Instagram fitness model version. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so do you think it's because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder? Or
that, and maybe just as time goes on, this is our ideal look. Or, I don't know, for me, I find one of those versions,
mm-hmm,
not to be attractive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm,
yeah,
not saying that to me she's a leading figure,
yeah,
in beauty. I don't look up to her.
But she affects the societal standards of America,
mm-hmm,
Western society.
I feel like we should talk about Western beauty standards,
yeah,
for a second. Try to define or pinpoint the exact features that make it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, just a disclaimer. I should have mentioned this earlier. But if I sound nasally, it's because it's
We're
that time of the
sick.
Year.
We're both sick.
Yeah. It's rough, guys. It is rough.
Right before finals.
The best time.
Yeah. Of course, the only time you ever get sick.
Honestly.
Okay, but on to...
Yeah, on to those beauty standards.
Yeah.
You want to name one, then I'll name one, and we'll bounce off?
Sure. I guess one of them would be, like, curvier bodies. What's the... It's, like, the 34, 26...
Are you talking about the
measurements?
The hip to rate, or
yeah,
hip to waist?
It's, like, wild.
That shit is an hourglass.
Yeah. No one has that type of body unless they, like, really work for it. And that's hard to do.
Yeah. I think tan skin, long, healthy hair, especially, I think in Western society, tan skin is really looked up to.
Yeah. Which I think is also really weird because I'm going to talk about South Korea again.
Yeah, Asian beauty standards are really different.
Yeah, but I feel like they pull that from Western society, being white and pale. But now it's gone more to like a time where tanner is more beautiful here.
I think in Asian society, like the idea of white having pale skin was prized because it meant that
Like purity, in a way?
Or it was a sign of royalty or higher class, because people that were tan were known, or people that were tan were, I guess, assumed to be workers on the field.
But we're far past that time now.
I think Western beauty standards compared to Asian beauty standards is kind of fascinating, because I always see these comparison videos or people that will like do makeup on one side for Asian beauty standards, the other for Western.
One of them is more radical, I feel like.
There's more of an emphasis on like bronzer, highlight, I guess anything for like tan, glowy skin.
Yeah, the poppin' skin. I just love that word so much.
It's just kind of weird to me, you know, because I always see on Instagram, like you were talking about the Instagram models, I always see their pictures pop up on my feed, and it's starting to get really hard to like differentiate them, because their their body types are kind of similar.
Yeah.
All across the board. Mm-hmm. You know, like skinny, big boobs, big butts.
And you know what's really funny? Actually not funny, it's interesting. I've realized just like sitting here now that I've deleted most of the people that I find to like intimidate me. Mm-hmm. And I've added it with more people who are more unique looking, and they kind of stray away from other, like what people believe to be beautiful, curvier or...
Oh, is that in like, terms of like friends or Instagram people you follow?
Instagram people I follow. Mm-hmm. I love following my friends on Instagram, but some people I just like think you're following too much of what other people are doing. And it comes to a point where I'm just seeing, like you said before, the same exact thing over and over again. And there's like no uniqueness to it.
Yeah. I'm all for like health and fitness, you know, like working out to achieve what you want or how you want to look, or if you want to be healthier, that's all great. I also think women shouldn't feel pressured to work out to achieve like bubble butts, you know. I don't know about you, Samantha, but I used to be constantly obsessed with the way that I looked.
Yeah.
You know, like my good friends, they like joke around, be like, oh, bitch, you got a flat ass. And I'm like, ha ha ha. But I kind of internalized that. And then I would want to like, I would become obsessed with Instagram models and how they would work out to achieve the idealized form of their bodies. But then I just realized like, I shouldn't have to try to impress people, or I just shouldn't. If I don't want to do it, then I shouldn't feel pressured to do it.
Right.
You know?
I mean, it is your body. Right. You're in charge of...
My body, my rules.
Very true. Sometimes it is really hard to hear things that could be a joke, but I feel like people shouldn't be joking about that at the same time.
Yeah, I'm kind of at that stage, though, where I just don't care.
Yeah.
Because this is the time in my life where I feel most comfortable in my skin.
Yeah. Same here. Oh, my goodness.
And I think...
Like, I am changing the way I look because of what I see on social media, whatever. Trying to be more unique. I don't know if that's working. It's okay if it's not.
Your fashion style is really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yours is good, too.
Thanks.
I like the army... boots. These boots were made for walking.
Stomp. Why are you stomping?
I couldn't think. My foot was thinking for me. I'm sorry.
Am I a soldier on March? Is that-
yes. Oh my-
I'm so glad there's not a camera.
Oh my god. I'm sorry.
But I think I don't even know where to go now, because
societal standard. Social media. Let me just throw some things out.
Yeah, social media has kind of changed my outlook. When we're talking about beauty standards, I feel like we should go on the individual basis now.
Yeah.
Because you and I, we have very different beauty standards for men and women.
Yeah. I was going to to say, we should start talking. All we keep talking about is women. Like, we haven't even talked about men.
Yeah, and that's actually a question that I had, too.
Yeah.
Like, why is beauty associated with women? If you look it up on Google, all you see are images of women. Yeah.
Which I think is crazy because, I guess in that case, for women, as time has gone on, there are more things that have help us. Actually, it doesn't need to help us, but, like, makeup, corsets, heels. There's so many things that women could do to look different. But for men, all they need to do is wake up, put their hair, whatever. They don't even have to do their hair.
Grow a beard.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I naively want to also believe that because women are just beautiful, beautiful creatures.
Yeah.
We are holy and good.
We produce babies.
I don't even know how to follow up with that. I don't even know how to... That's what I like to believe because... It kind of ties in with, like, long ago.
It always highlighted women, I guess, in historical times. You'd see men as soldiers, and then you'd see separate things as women, like, highlighted. And
yeah.
The star of the art.
Yeah, I like to think it's because women are beautiful. Because whenever you think of, like, the word beauty, like, I always think of women.
Yeah.
I
don't think that beauty, I never link beauty to men.
Yeah, I think maybe it's like because of the language we use, like we use handsome for men, yeah. But handsome is just another fucking form of beauty.
Like we're not gonna call a guy gorgeous. I mean, we could call a guy gorgeous.
I always call guys gorgeous. Patrick's gorgeous.
To be honest, I wasn't, kind of like, that went in one ear out the other, but... It's crazy to think that we don't really associate beauty with men. Maybe other people have different opinions, but if you really think about it, like you said before, you search beauty, you see woman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the first thing you see.
Yeah. I think that's crazy to me. Let's move on to individual standards, because I think this would be a really interesting topic to talk about, because even though, like, Samantha and I guess, like, in our taste of men is kind of similar... In a sense, if you guys know...
No, don't even bring it up.
If you guys know, you know.
You know. We don't have to talk about it.
But I've just... So recently, if you guys follow my Finsta, and there's this one pro player that I've been really obsessed with, and I'll post pictures on my Finsta, and so every time I do this, Amanda's like, ew, this guy's ugly as fuck.
Hey, that's too strong of a word.
This guy is so ugly, Kat.
I didn't say that.
I know, that was a dramatization. But I just think, like, it's so interesting to us because I think beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but there are universal standards for it as well. You know, like, if everything was subjective, then there would be no meaning at all to anything.
I think also when it comes down... How do I think of someone who is beautiful? It isn't always about looks, too.
Right.
I think it's also...
About personality. Personality.
Not even personality, like...
The money?
If you're smart. I guess, yeah. Like, smart, like, that's already, like, something that, like, draws me in. Like, wow, like, this person is amazing. But then when you think about it from that aspect, too, like... Being smart leads to making money. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that correlation.
Well, if you're in college.
Oh, honey. Everyone goes to college. Or not everyone, but it's kind of set in stone.
But it also depends, like, what you're doing, too. Like,
yeah, for sure.
If you're studying to be, like, a doctor or a lawyer or something, you kind of already know that they're well off. I mean, unless they're not doing that well, but, I mean, you could still be well off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. So this kind of came up, but I also think it affects our individual standards of beauty, and that's the idea of Eurocentrism in beauty. So it's the idea of beauty being heavily impacted by European features.
Yeah.
So the idea of, like, if you look up beautiful women or something, all you see are white women.
Yeah.
And I think that really is something that has come to light recently. there are a lot of brands, or I guess makeup brands, that need to focus on
different colors.
Yeah, people of color. Like, there is that whole scandal with Tarte Cosmetics where Tarte Cosmetics, where they launched foundations that had like 50 shades of color for white women or white people, but only like 2 shades for women of color. There's a lot of backlash and criticism for not including a whole audience. Eurocentrism is something that exists, and I think it'd be interesting to, I guess, examine the effects of that in our society.
Yeah. So I think we've definitely come a long way into changing the perspectives, where we have more color foundations and things like that. Like, I love watching videos on YouTube and seeing, like, people of color finding foundations that, like, perfectly match their skin. Like, I don't know. I find it beautiful when people find, like, their color and it matches perfectly. It shows how much those ideals have changed. But there was one thing that I saw when I went to this museum, and it was an exhibit by Gordon Parks that showed the disparities between blacks and, I guess, within DC and other places. But it was from it was in Ebony magazine in 1947, and it was titled Problem Kids: New Harlem Clinic Rescues Ghetto Youth from Emotional Short Circuit. And it described this psychiatric research on segregation and self-esteem using what came to be known as the doll test.
I remember that.
Yeah, so African-American children in segregated schools were shown a black doll and a white doll, and they were asked to choose which one they find, I guess, more beautiful. And a majority of them picked the white doll, which really showed, like, the self-worth of those children, like, how society has changed their ideas of what beauty is and, like, what they're supposed to be like when they were born like this and they can't change.
I remember learning about that test in a psychology course, and it was really sad to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, when I went to that exhibit, like, that's the only thing that really stuck with me.
Right.
And it shows how, like, the European, like, look has really, blonde hair, blue eyes, Aryan, whatever, has affected everyone. Yeah.
I think it's really interesting to look at. I keep saying that word interesting, but I think it is.
I love that word, yeah.
Because it's kind of eye-opening, you know? Like, I always see these girls that you can tell they kind of try to mimic it.
Yeah.
The beauty standards of today. I don't know. It's really weird also as well, because in the K-pop industry, you have these artists or these companies that will dye the hair of, like, artists to, like, blonde. They'll make them wear, like, blue contacts or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a stylistic purpose or so that they can appeal to a broader audience in the West.
I think that's definitely something that they're trying to do.
Yeah, I think it's something worth looking at, you know, and it's really weird to me. I don't know. I just know that, like, I like the way I look.
Yeah.
My eyes might, like, be a little small, but
be proud of where you come from.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you and I have both struggled with, being women in a really harsh limelight.
Yeah. And it's funny because women are supposed to be seen as beautiful. We've always been shown as being powerful, but when it comes down to it, are we really powerful in, like, today's society? Because it's more based on men.
Yeah. Oh. That's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, I know. I just thought
you just opened the floodgates.
Yeah,
it's really interesting to look at. Oh my god, I keep using that word. I have to open up a thesaurus.
It's very strange.
How peculiar.
It's a good word.
Yeah. I just know. Well, okay, so when I was younger, I was also, like, really into K-pop as well. So I was so easily influenced by these beauty standards, the Korean beauty standards, you know, like having pale skin, like being skinny, being, I guess, in a sense, graceful. That's why right now I'm so cognizant of how I move, the way that I interact with people, or not the way I interact with people, because I don't fucking care. But I guess also how I look, I'm really cognizant of that.
Yeah.
I remember I used to think, oh my god, like, I should get into skin whitening, but
oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was a really, I was probably like 13 at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's just something that I definitely have grown from.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I'm happy you have.
Thank God. Can you imagine if I was like so pale?
Yeah. No.
That'd be scary.
That'd be sickly.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of scary to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there are like people that are naturally pale, but I think for me, it's just, that's not.
It's not you.
Yeah. That's not me. There's definitely still things that I struggle with today. With like beauty, it's not necessarily like societal beauty standards that have affected me, but my internalized individual standards. I'm so worried about gaining weight.
Yeah.
And not maintaining like a tall, skinny figure.
And is that something that just comes from media, watching those videos and stuff like that?
I'm really not sure, to be honest. I don't know if it's just my fear, like my internalized fear, if it's something that. Yeah. After years of being like exposed to media like that, yeah. Is something.
I mean,
you pick
we see
up.
Like on television, My 600-Pound Life. That's scary.
Oh my God, I love that show. I love that show.
Like, in order to wash yourself, you need to use wipes. That's scary.
Yeah, that's actually really scary. Yeah.
I don't think I would want to do that.
Oh no. Oh
so
my
that's
God.
That's why after every time I eat, I always gotta exercise.
Do you think that's something like that's affected you too? Like
the media?
Yeah, seeing media like that.
I think so. Me, body-wise, I somewhat like the way, like, where I'm at. I don't know. I envy people like Bella Hadid and Kendall Jenner because they're tall. They have, like, I wouldn't say, they have more, like.
They're rich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have money.
Money makes you beautiful. There you go. Yeah. I remember at one point my Instagram bio was, I'm not ugly, I'm just poor.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. But it's true. Like, I don't know how to put this.
I think what you're trying to say is that if you have money, you have the liberty to look the
better
way you
yourself,
want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, like, right now, I have better things to think about, but at the same time, I also want to look good. Like, I'm not going to go to class in pajamas. I'm going to at least try to look okay, because that also makes me feel better about myself, more confident.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So this is another topic that I'm really interested in. It's something that I was kind of exposed to like during my Twitter years.
Uh-oh.
When I was super big on Twitter, there's this idea of pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Does pretty privilege exist? What do you guys think? I know Sammy and I both believe it does.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced it? Or
could Tinder be one? I mean, like, I'm serious. Like, you have people who are, like, two different types of people.
Yeah.
One girl gets, like, dinners every single night.
Yeah.
And one girl who doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's pretty privileged, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, one guy will want to go out with you because you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy will be like, I just swiped on you because that's what I do. Just swipe right for everybody. So.
I think Tinder is just a whole nother.
Entity.
Yeah. It's a damn giant in the field.
Yeah. What would another thing be? I don't think I've ever experienced it in person. I guess maybe I haven't noticed. But I guess one example would be like if you're at a bar and
someone buys you a drink.
Yeah, that hasn't happened to me. I wish it did. I mean, we don't even go to bars, so I don't know what I'm saying.
I think you have to distinguish between pretty privilege and the privileges that come with being a girl, you know? Because like buying someone a drink at a bar, like
they want something.
Yeah, could that be like because you are pretty or because
you're
a girl?
So that's also with Tinder too. They want something.
Yeah.
Yes. We know your guys' tricks.
So like on when I was browsing Twitter, there's an example of pretty privilege. It was like this woman went to a grocery store and this man apparently bought her groceries because she had a nice smile. Isn't that crazy?
I'm about to fix my smile.
I know I've enjoyed privileges as a girl.
Yeah. You're so right. It's totally two different things. Being a woman and actually being like
pretty.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't want to say I've had an experience with pretty privilege because I don't want to give myself, you know, like a big ass head, like, oh, I'm pretty or whatever.
I mean, I'm sure at some point we both have experienced
I think there's this one instance. I was at the block.
Who knows?
But I was there. I was meeting up with friends. And then I was getting food at like Poke Works. I was at the cashier. I asked the cashier, like, oh, like, can I get San Gran Pellegrino, whatever. What is that called?
San Pellegrino? The sparkling water.
Yeah, San Pellegrino. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. And these things are like $2-3, right? He just handed it to me and like I didn't have to pay for it.
Did you ask?
What?
Did you ask?
No, I just took that shit. Why would I pay $2-3?
She ran. She was like,
no, he just handed it to me and then told me like, oh, this is like, you have to pay like $10. That was for the bowl. That was for the poke bowl. I don't know if that was because I was a girl or if it's because of my...
stupid. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Maybe it was that too. Maybe that was a mistake. But I like to believe it was because of my privilege.
It probably was. You are a beautiful soul and person.
God, I love Beautiful Soul by Jessie McCartney. The idea of beauty, though, it is very abstract.
Yeah. I really hope it is in the eye of the beholder. And it's not being distorted by other people's thoughts.
Oh, no. For sure it is. For sure.
I just like to think it isn't. But it is.
Oh, yeah. But it is. Yeah. I think beauty can't just be fully subjective or objective. I think it's a good mixture, you know? Yeah. Because, like, everyone thinks the Mona Lisa is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, the woman herself. She kind of looks weird.
Yeah.
But the painting itself.
Yeah. I can't do that, which is beautiful. Yeah. Because not everyone has the ability to do something like that.
Right, exactly.
Beauty is going to continue to change. Ideals of it. But do you think there'll ever be a time where it's, like, eradicated?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think there's so many industries that rely on the changing beauty culture behind it. And I think, yeah, there are going to be different forms of beauty.
I mean, you also see in, I don't remember, it might have been China, where they have, like, the cameras on the streets. And they, like, rank you by looks, how smart you are.
Oh, are you talking about the rankings?
Yeah, that's a whole different story then.
That is a whole different story.
But I just think it's crazy. I don't know. Do you think anything will ever, like, happen like that in the future altogether? Just ranking people by beauty and then discriminating by that?
It won't be enforced by the government, but I feel like there are... kind of stuff does kind of happen now.
Yeah. Models.
Yeah, whatever.
I can't be a model.
The idea, like, pretty privilege.
Yeah.
You know, like, a woman who's beautiful can probably get less time for the same crime if someone else were to commit it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that was another thing that I actually looked up. I keep bringing up South Korea. I just feel like...
We get it, Samantha.
Stop.
If you know, you know.
It's just like their beauty standard. They have like one of the highest beauty standards in the world, I feel like. But there was... I don't know. I'm just putting this out there. The president, he wanted to like ban the use of photos in applications. So people weren't just like picking based off of like... their photos.
I see.
Their look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, I feel like that is really interesting. Because if you don't put a face on someone, you can't really make preconceived judgments about them.
Yeah. Also, we don't even do that in America. Have photos on applications? We don't have photos on applications.
But we have, like, LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn.
Sent in an application where my photo was used. I don't use LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn is kind of another entity where you are judged for how you look. You know, like, everyone wants to put on their best photo as a profile picture.
I mean, people pay to get good photos, which is crazy. For sure. Unless you have good friends.
Thank you, Samantha.
And Sam and Robbie.
Oh, my gosh. We should hang out with Robbie. I miss Robbie.
I know. I was thinking that yesterday, too.
Did we have anything else we wanted to talk about?
No. Actually, I don't have anything else I want to talk about, but if people want to go on our Instagram page, alphabet.soup.podcast, and put questions or, I guess, like, they want to discuss things under our beauty photo, which is of Beauty and the Beast.
It's Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, wow. Sleeping Beauty, I'm so... That's not a beast. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little stupid. If you have anything to add to our podcast, our Instagram page will allow you to do that, as long as it's nice.
Yeah, and you can also slide in our DMs, and if there's a topic that you guys would be interested in hearing us discuss about, then just shoot us a message. If you want to be featured in our coming episodes,
give us a DM. Slide into our DMs, please.
Yeah, we'll look at your face, and then that's how we'll decide.
No, we won't.
If you're beautiful or not.
It doesn't matter because podcasts aren't for the beautiful.
I think we're pretty beautiful, though.
Beautiful in our own ways. Okay, well, thank you guys.
Thank you so much, guys. And hope you enjoyed the episode.
See ya.
Bye-bye.